I want you just to take a look for a moment around the church, and obviously we're celebrating harvest today, so I want you to just to observe the flowers and the vegetables and the fruit and all those kinds of things for which we give thanks to God for this very day. Just have a look around, see what's been done here. And of course, it's also about the way it's been done, because people are doing this as an expression of their love for God, so they want to do it in a beautiful way. And I'm sure that all of us have seen some vegetables. Do you like vegetables? Do you like any particular vegetable? What vegetables do you like? You like everything. Easy to please. That's what we like to hear. Everything. Everything is good. Are there any vegetables you don't like? Parsnips. Did I hear sprouts? No. They only come about Christmas time. Just once a year, you've got to put up with it. Boiled for many hours. They're all right. They're beautiful little vegetables. Think of it that way. And then just shut your eyes. It'll be okay. We do gather to give thanks to God because, you know, we can go into the shops wherever we want. There's lots and lots of them, and get whatever we want, whenever we want. And it's very easy for us to do that. And so we kind of take it for granted. Harvest is about saying that actually there's been a process involved in this. The fact that we can go to whichever shop we choose, Lidl's or Sainsbury's or whatever, actually there's been a process to get the food into the shop. So there's been a farmer, there's been some farming going on. Somebody has stacked the shelves and is selling us the food. Some people have packed the food into tins, or it's been done automatically these days, of course. But all kinds of processes. But nevertheless, we gather to give thanks to God because he is so gracious that we can enjoy a good and healthy meal. Do you all have your five a day? It's really good, this one. Yeah. Five a day. It's really important, isn't it? But there are other things for which we give thanks to God for also. And in one of the prayers that we said together this morning, we thank God for the fruit of our lives. So we're all gifted people. We may not think of ourselves in that way, but we can all do different things really well. And that's something to say thank you to God for also. And I don't know what your gift is, but it's really important that we work at these things and make it the best we can for each other and for God too. Some people get a lot of enjoyment also about doing different things. So some people I notice enjoy running. I've not actually seen joy in a runner, but I gather that it does something within you and makes you really happy. Are there any runners, serious runners around here? I thought you might be the one. This young, what's your name? Zach. So you like running? Great. That's really good. Any older runners? No. Walking moderately fast? Oh, there we are. That'll do. Okay, well, we'll do a bit of that instead then. But it's a lovely thing to be able to enjoy, isn't it? There's a lovely psalm, and psalms were written hundreds of years ago, some by someone called David, who was the king of Israel at that time. But he wrote some when he was just a shepherd boy. And one of the psalms that he wrote speaks of God bringing us out of a difficult place into a spacious place, where around us is beautiful countryside, and the stars at night, not polluted by lampposts and all that kind of stuff. Beautiful places. I want you to think for a moment, where have you been that is a spacious place that really has been so special for you? And it feels like, I don't know, it just feels like something extraordinary is happening when you are there. A spacious place. Big, wide open spaces. Zach's got an answer. Where do you go in spacious places?
Spain.
Spain. Oh, well, yeah, that's a spacious place, isn't it? That's all right. The Isles of Scilly does it for some people. We went up to the Lake District really and recently, and to the Dales and the Yorkshire Moors. Beautiful, spacious place. And God speaks of his love for us and bringing us into spacious places because it's a place of healing. It was very, very interesting recently this week on television, they're saying that, you know, the doctors do now prescribe being in spacious places, getting out in the countryside to make us right with ourselves and actually getting involved with God's creation. That's very interesting, isn't it? We need to be in spacious places for God's healing. And some of us need to get there. We need that time alone, whatever you call it, because it's been a difficult day or a difficult week, a bit of a challenging one, maybe sad, maybe joyful. But we want to do something and be somewhere where we can be alone, hopefully with God. But if you don't know him, maybe today is an opportunity to find out about that too. And today we're believing that that's true for Max, who's being christened or baptized into the family of God in this place. And a part of that part of the service is about God bringing us into a spacious place where we can meet with him, giving us everything we need to be able to meet with God. So learning to pray, learning to say thank you to God is really important. And learning to read his Bible. We had three readings this morning, and they all speak in different ways of God doing something for us by being in us. And baptism is something about that, about saying sorry to God. We've done a bit of that already. Saying thank you to God. We've done a bit of that already. But it's also allowing ourselves to be molded and shaped by God. So we need to be brought into spacious places to be able to have time to hear from him. Saying thank you is also supposed to be really good generally, actually. It's nice when someone says thank you for something, isn't it? And acknowledges that you've done something for them. Not that you're looking for it personally, but that they actually recognise you as a human being and that you're important to them. So an unscheduled song, it's not going to appear on the screen because we're going to learn it as we go, is a thank you song. And there's a bit of an action to this, so, okay, you're going to need to, okay. Thank you, Lord, for this fine day. Do you know it, children?
Thank you, Lord, for this fine day. Thank you, Lord, for this fine day. Thank you, Lord, for this fine day. Right where we are.
And then it goes, Alleluia, praise the Lord,
Alleluia. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord, right where we are.
When we sing hallelujah, praise the Lord, I want you to, it's probably not Sam, but raise your arms, okay? So hallelujah, praise the Lord, that's you, then put your hands down. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and then
hallelujah,
praise the Lord, sorry. Your hallelujah, hallelujah, hands down. Praise the Lord. Okay, here we go.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Right where we are. Thank you, Lord, for apples and pears. Thank you, Lord, for apples and pears. Thank you, Lord, for apples and pears. Right where we are. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Right where we are.
It's good to say thank you, isn't it? What else would you like to say thank you for, Zach? For what? For Baba Black Sheep. Oh. Thank you, Lord, for the black sheep.
Thank you, Lord, for the black sheep. Thank you, Lord, for the black sheep. Thank you, Lord, for the black sheep. Right where we are. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah,
anything else we should thank God? That would be nice, wouldn't it? Thank you, Lord, for mumps and dads. Thank you, Lord, for mumps and dads. Thank you, Lord, for mumps and dads. Right where we are. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Right where we are. And because Max is being baptized today, we should say thank you for sons and daughters. That would be good, wouldn't it? Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for sons and daughters. Thank you, Lord, for sons and daughters. Thank you, Lord, for sons and daughters. Right where we are. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Right where we are. Now, does that make you feel good to say thank you? And they say it releases endorphins in the brain. I think it actually engages us with each other and with God. So today, we're thinking about the fruit of our lives and the harvest and saying thank you to God for all those amazing and extraordinary things each and every day. They reckon that if you wake up each morning with a prayer on your mind, it sets you up for the day. And I think that's a really good thing to be able to do. And so we're going to be praying in a while, not just yet, but in a while we're going to be praying for Max as he seeks to become a member of the family of God in this place. But not just here, wherever he goes in the world, he will be able to meet with family. And that's a very special thought indeed. So when we come to that part of the ceremony, do pray for him as we go through this together in our service. But first of all, we are going to sing now another song, because another thing to thank God about and for is that, you know, while the world is always changing around us, actually God is unchanging. He is faithful. He's a faithful one. So unchanging.